Blog Talk Radio.
Sentence is structured. What is a pecking order? Let me answer the question first and then define pecking order. The question was asked, who would use or who is reserved to use a goal cord? Do you have the answer to that?
The presiding bishop.
The presiding bishop only. I pointed to him directly because I figured he should have that if he's going to hold an AG. Okay? Only a presiding bishop or the presiding bishop can use a gold cord. Now, I'm not talking a gold chain. Because there are other colored cords that bishops wear. Mm-hmm. Presiding bishops can wear the red and gold cord, and he wears the gold cord. Or a bishop, all bishops, wear the green and gold cord. We'll come back to those color cones afterwards. Now, the reason I asked that about the gold cord is because it has to do with pecking order. Pecking order. What is a pecking order? A pecking order is a colloquial term that recognizes ranks.
Can you spell that word?
Ranks. Pecking, P-E-C-K-I-N-G, pecking. And it represents ranks. If there is no pecking order, you have danger in the house. If there's no pecking order and there's no ranks, you will have danger. That means everybody can go off if the leader is not present. Next, you must always know who is the next in line in charge. You must always know that. Even in your local churches as pastors, you might not assign an executive pastor or an assistant pastor yet because sometimes that has not yet been developed. Sometimes that seat has to be left vacant. Mm-hmm. But a person doesn't have to have a title in order to be in next in order. They become respectful, earning their respect, and endorsed by the pastor. It becomes very obvious that the pastor would lean on this individual. Mm-hmm. Or they will say, or the pastor will say to the congregation, in my absence or so, this particular person is now in charge until I return. Mm-hmm. Why? If you don't say that, you'll have chaos.
Right.
Everybody will be running for the front seat. Don't fool yourself.
And the mic.
And for the mic. You must have, repeat after me,
you must have
a pecking order.
A pecking order.
The symbol of the gold cord symbolizes the senior officer, the primate of the church, the presiding bishop. The pecking order of the United is important for you to know, well, who sits behind me, and you know who those are, at least you should know who those are, as a pecking order for United is assistant presiding bishop. Then you have what? Your secretary general, your general treasurer, and then general board member. And then you have national officers going down the line, which are members of the cabinet of the office of the presiding bishop. A cabinet member of the office of the presiding bishop will be the national director for social justice. Cabinet member of the office of the presiding bishop will be the dean for the Center for Theological Studies. Cabinet member of the presiding bishop will be the national finance secretary, who really is in the office of the general's treasurer's office. You see how that's working?
Mm-hmm.
Once you hear the national director for operations and logistics, who is that? Does anybody know? I heard the name. Pastor Aurelia Jamont is the National Director for Operations and Logistics, doing a fine job. And so on. It's not easy. Yes, you can clap for her right now. What's up? That's like I want. And she is a person, her office sits on the cabinet of the office of the presiding bishop. However, if, God forbid, there was an illness taking me at some point, or I could not function during this time, then the next person to hold the fort until I'm back up on my feet will be who?
Your sister,
presiding bishop.
Right.
And the pecking order goes. If he went out and I went out, him and I, or rather the assistant presiding bishop, and the presiding bishop can never fly on the same plane.
Right.
The President of the United States and the Vice President never flies on the same plane. Why do they not? Why do they do that?
So you can't take them both out at the same time.
If something happens to one, somebody has to be in place to do what? lead the country.
Exactly.
You've got to be in place to lead the country. And they have lunch often. They talk. They periodically keep each other abreast. They're supposed to call each other. Anything new? Anything I need to know? Anything you, since it's something you should be aware of, to assure that you're always on the same page. The pecking order is the same for United Covenant Churches of Christ. The symbols that we use tells people who is next in line, who is next in charge. Even in our seating capacity on the pulpit, we are seated deliberately the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
When you see me seated for pecking order in the center chair, there are ways to do that. You often could be at the end because whoever is the leader wherever they sit.
Right.
It's not about the chair.
Right.
It's about the individual.
Right. That's right.
So
I tell folks all the time,
sit here because you're the presiding bishop. I can sit where I sit.
That's right.
As a pastor of the church, I don't have to sit in any specific place. I can sit and understand
good.
This is the pastor.
That's good.
I don't need a t-shirt saying I'm the pastor.
No.
Your pastorate comes by your
that's
presence.
Right. That's
yeah.
right. That's
you gotta
right.
You got to have presence.
That's
it's
right.
just like a bishop. Your office and your title is one thing, but there's a presence.
Exactly.
In
exactly.
There's a character
yes.
that
the
comes
whole,
out of you. I'm trying to share and teach my other brothers and sisters in the kingdom in their office of rank. Stop getting excited about the rank.
That's right.
And represent the king.
Yes.
Talk to everybody.
Yes.
Now, I'm not being presumptuous, but you can testify to say I talk to everybody.
That's right.
And if the highest chief officer can talk to everybody, what is your problem?
Right.
Jesus did it.
Yes, he did.
Jesus spoke to
everybody.
And I love doing it
yes.
because that's what servants do.
Right.
Yes.
So in doing the pecking order area, I could be at the end and the others could flow. When you look at the pulpit and you see pecking order, my seat is deliberately seated in the center. Why? Because it allows me to grab easier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm closer to everybody as opposed to if I was at the end and it went this way.
Yeah.
So this now I can touch easier. If you notice many of the pictures of the Lord's Supper, you often see them depicting Christ in the
mm-hmm,
center.
Mm-hmm.
It's so that he can embrace
everybody.
Much easier.
Right.
To my right is always seated whom?
God assistant.
That's our Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Always to the right. And to the left is who?
Secretary General.
Secretary yeah. General. To the right of the assistant presiding bishop is whom?
Treasurer.
General Treasurer. That's deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
Because the General Treasurer is always to my right also.
Yeah.
I pull on him. I need not finance.
That's right.
Yeah, are we paying our bills? Everything in order? Do we need to go get another offering to meet this item? And to the left, all general board members as needed as we flow. Okay? That's very important for that pecking order.
I don't know if you wanted to mention the height of the chair being high.
Sure, thank you. Because we can't do everything in these short courses.
Yeah.
But another piece about protocol is you see for pecking order, notice that the center chair is higher than the rest.
Mm-hmm.
That is deliberate. It's so that people who enter in automatically knows who the chief shepherd of the church is. That is the person that sits in that chair. Is the person that is guiding the church at this season of life.